Fania. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the only podcast in the entire world about the very real sport of professional wrestling. I, of course, am talking about WrestleFania. I am your co-host, Brandon. Follow me on Twitter at WrestleBrand. I'm going to do a very quick rundown of the card for Clash of the Champions, which, as the time I'm recording this, airs tomorrow. This is our second pay-per-view of the month. We did an episode for Backlash earlier that was half-assed, and now we're back for another half-assed episode of WrestleFania. So, let me quickly go through this card. We have, in the kickoff match, Alicia Fox versus Nia Jax. I think it was time that Nia Jax had a program to be in. She is definitely going over Alicia Fox. There's no way she loses yet. We have Sami Zayn versus Chris Jericho. Could be match of the night. Definitely going to be a solid in-ring encounter. I'm going to go with Sami Zayn for the win. Makes no sense to me that Chris Jericho would win. Unless, of course, this rivalry continues. We have the first Cruiserweight Championship defense, which again could be a match of the night. TJ Perkins versus Brian Kendrick. I love me the Brian Kendrick, but TJ Perkins will win and successfully defend the title. This is his first title defense. This is actually his first match on the main roster because he did not even appear on Raw in a very mysterious move by the WWE. But he will appear at Clash of the Champions and he will successfully defend the title. That is my prediction. We have Cesaro versus Sheamus in match 7 in the best of 7 series. Cesaro will win. We have the Raw Tag Team Champions, The New Day, versus Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. Every month I feel like I'm predicting that The New Day will lose the titles because they've had the belts now for over a year. They are the longest reigning tag team champions in history. I predicted last time that they were going to lose the belts at SummerSlam. I was wrong. This time, they have to lose the belts. Of course, I'm predicting that, so of course I'll probably be wrong again. And in a year from now, they'll probably still be champions. But I'm going to go with Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. The New Day no longer need the belts. Gallows and Anderson could use those belts. And I think they could bring those belts even to another level. We have a triple threat match, which, again, I feel like I'm saying this a lot, but this could also be a match of the night. Raw Women's Champion Charlotte will defend the title against former champion Sasha Banks and Bayley. Charlotte just won the belt back at SummerSlam. While I would love Bayley to win it or Sasha Banks to win it back, I do think Charlotte successfully defends her title at Clash of the Champions. Then we have the two, I guess, main matches of the show. Rusev will defend the United States title against Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is coming out the new United States champion. He will defeat Rusev. And then in the main event, we have the WWE Universal Champion Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. This is going to be a good match. It's going to be way overbooked. I think we're going to see Triple H again. I would not be surprised, based on the last few weeks of television, if we see even Rusev and Roman Reigns get involved. But when all is said and done, after all the shenanigans, Kevin Owens will stand tall as the current and longest reigning WWE Universal Champion. So this is a really quick rundown of the card, even quicker than my 6 minutes that I recorded for Backlash. We are really half-assing it, but you know what? Gary loves us anyways. This is Brandon. Follow me on Twitter, at WrestleBrandt. Follow my co-host Mike, at WrestleWatcher. And of course, follow the show on Twitter, at WrestleFaniaPod. Until next time, peace.
Oh, hello there. I just cleared out my throat there. Hey, everybody, this is Mike, and this is my little bit on WrestleFania. You know, they're doing basically a pay-per-view every 2 weeks. I don't know how wrestling podcasts do a show every week, unless, you know, it's part of their job. I do not get it. It's tough. It's tough on a married man who works a full-time job, does some freelance work, and enjoys watching TV way too much. It is tough, but I'm going to definitely be watching it. Absolutely going to be watching it, and because of my lack of drive towards the podcast, this is why you get episodes like this. Who knows what the hell Brandon said already? I put him first because, you know, I figured maybe you'll stop listening. You won't even get to this part. That'd be better for me. Definitely better for you. But here we are. I'm walking right now. It's Saturday night. The pay-per-view is tomorrow. I'm walking right now outside. It's actually kind of cold out. I should have wore a jacket or a hoodie. But it's 7:15. And I'm going to put the podcast up tonight. And let Gary download it. Thank you, Gary, for listening. But listen, we're going to do our best to do a podcast for every pay-per-view. They just might be terrible, you know, as opposed to the non-terrible ones. It's almost like we have our own WrestleFania split, where maybe we'll get together for the big ones. But other than that, we've been doing our separate recordings to the detriment of everything. But yeah, let's talk about wrestling a little bit, shall we? I've been watching Raw. I totally fell asleep. I don't quite remember how Raw ended on Monday night. But I feel like I've been watching and I've been listening to podcasts. I'm behind. I went away on a business trip. I fell asleep during the main event of the CWC. I still haven't gone back and watched it. I saw who won, so, you know, too late. I'm not caught up on NXT. I don't think I saw SmackDown this week, though I might have. I don't even remember. It's all kind of a blur, and it really makes for just a shitty product. I'm not talking about WWE, I'm talking about me. WWE is putting out a lot of content. Not all of it's great, some of it's good. I remember waking up and I went back and watched the Cruiserweights. Oh my God, listen, really? Let's just go over these feuds based on the pay-per-view and the matches that we have coming tomorrow night. First one's the pre-show match. It's Nia Jax versus Alicia Fox. I guess I kind of just... They turned the squash match into the squashy was a friend of Alicia Fox. And that kind of means that they had a feud. And I guess Alicia Fox is the face in this. I remember they kind of they had that brush up backstage. That's all I remember from this. But it's a women's match. Made the card. It's on the pre-show. But hey, good for both of them for getting this match. I think Nia Jax is going to go over pretty easy. Oh, excuse me. Oh, Cesaro and Sheamus. Now, this best of seven thing. It was tough because they actually did one on a non-televised match. The other matches have all been on different various shows. And, of course, Cesaro was down 3-1 or 3-0. Came back, tied 3-3. Here we are. What a surprise. I have to tell you, the last match, match 6 where Cesaro won, kind of got me invested in the storyline a little bit. I thought they did a terrific job beating the hell out of each other. And I saw the value of Sheamus. So I'm kind of looking forward to maybe, because they've been working together so much, they've kind of developed a repertoire or a relationship, or I don't know what the word is. But I think this match could be good, you know. I think I'm going to say Cesaro goes over. Cesaro comes back and does the four in a row, pulls the 2004 Red Sox over the Yankees, and completes the epic comeback. So Cesaro's going to win that one. Eight matches. Two down, six to go. We have the Tag Team Championship match, The New Day versus Gallows and Anderson. You know, this match is going to happen. The New Day are still fun. They're doing the same thing a lot. Anderson and Gallows, I know, are fun, but they shouldn't be silly. The Old Day stuff they did was awful. I'm glad that they called it out and said it was awful. It should be a good match anyway. And I'm pretty sure, I'm going to say New Day wins, because I heard something where Vince wants New Day to become the longest reigning tag team champions so that they outlast Demolition's record. So the Demolition, who is currently suing the WWE, are no longer the record holders. Pettiness at its finest. Okay. Woo, 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 woo. So, of course, it's Clash of Champions. It's not Night of Champions, because I guess Night of Champions means every WWE. Or maybe because Night of Champions was the whole WWE thing and they want to differentiate themselves, so Clash of Champions is the Raw brand thing. Who knows? But they're not all championship matches. As you can see, the Foxy Nia Jax match is not a championship match. Excuse me. And the Sami Zayn Chris Jericho match is not a championship match, but I think it could possibly be the show stealer. Jericho has been fantastic being a heel and just having lots of fun being a real prick. And Sami Zayn always puts on a great match, so I think this one could be a sneaky little show stealer. See, the thing is that, you know, I'm not, it's like, oh my God, Clash of Champions is already happening, and I feel like I'm not 100% invested in all the storylines going on, but then I look at the card and I was like, damn, these are going to be a lot of good matches. We do have the women's tag team match, which is a triple threat of Charlotte, Sasha Banks, and Bayley. Now, if these ladies, you know, pull off some of the fantastic stuff that they've done in NXT and in the WWE, this match is going to be awesome. So, I mean, how could you not enjoy that? I don't think it's time for Bayley to win yet. So I'm going to say Charlotte retains. Yeah, so far two championship matches, two people retaining. Rusev versus Roman Reigns. That's my impression of a cricket. I don't know how much I care about this match. I don't know how much I care about it at all, though I love Rusev. I want Rusev to win. I'm going to call it. Roman Reigns is going to be your new United States champion. They're going to make him a champion. He's a little lower on the card. Bump him down a bit, but still make him your champion. Calling it first change of the night is Rusev versus Roman Reigns. We also have, which I think is also going to be the other show stealer of the night, is TJ Perkins and Brian Kendrick from the CWC, the Cruiserweight division, for the Cruiserweight Championship. Brian Kendrick, a lot of fun. TJ Perkins, really, really talented. Whew, man, I'm walking uphill now. But TJ Perkins just got the title. He's not losing the title. Hopefully he'll start defending it at every pay-per-view. This match is going to be, hopefully, balls out. I almost said balls deep, and that's not what I was looking for. So, my God, did I go through every single match already? I talked about Zayn Jericho, talked about the women's match, Reigns, Rusev, Cesaro, Sheamus, Perkins, and Kendrick. New Day, Xavier Woods, and the pre-show match. So that leads us with the final match. I'm trying to get to my 10,000 steps, you know? I didn't do much walking this morning. Final match of the night, Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins for the WWE Universal Championship. I'm trying to figure out this WWE Universal Championship. So the Universal Championship for Raw is what the Raw Championship is, or the WWE World Championship is to SmackDown. But the WWE World Championship is the WWE belt. That is the championship. But are they saying the Universal Championship, because it's on Raw, their real flagship show, should that championship be valued more? And does that devalue this history of this other belt? And I know they're all fake, and I know, but I'm thinking story-wise, and I don't know, I just think of these things. I do expect to see Triple H. I do not expect Rollins to win. Maybe Triple H will get involved and help Kevin Owens cheat some more. Not that he's a cheater, he's fantastic. I'll be wearing a KO shirt. So KO will retain and be your champion. Then come Monday, we do it all again with Raw. And Tuesday, some of us do it all again with SmackDown. Usually not me, though I have been catching up and fast-forwarding through it. I don't really watch it live. Wednesday, I really need to catch up on NXT. And all the TV shows are back now. They're starting to come back, so it makes it even harder. And Monday night is the debate with Trump and Clinton. And I'm not a real political guy, but that might be must-see television. And, you know, Monday Night Football, too. This Raw, this Monday, might be tough, though. I don't know. I wonder, is there a giant crossover of people who watch Raw and people who would be interested in the debate? Might not be as big as you think. Like, even me, I'm like, oh, my God, I want to watch wrestling. But maybe I'll check out the debate. Well, I don't know. Isn't it, like, part of my civic duty as a grown-ass man to not watch wrestling and watch a presidential debate? Because it's the most important decision that I won't even bother making. Look, I live in Massachusetts. If I vote for Hillary Clinton, she will win. If I vote for Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton will win. I know it sounds bad, but sometimes you look at, like, your vote mattering. Massachusetts, if you want the Democrat to win, your vote is going to go towards that. If you don't want the Democrat to win, your vote's going to be a loser. That's pretty much my feeling. That's the way it usually is. Wait a minute. I need to go back to talk about Kevin Owens and Universal Championships. What is this? Anyway, we'll be back doing Raw on Monday night. And yeah, I rambled way longer than I thought I would. And if you are out there and you are not a Patriots fan, I laugh in your face. And then I found out Gary doesn't even like football. He doesn't like NFL. Like, Gary, my man, what's up with that? But if you did love football, you'd love Tom Brady. He's handsome, and he follows the rules. Don't listen to anybody. He was railroaded. Free Brady. See you soon, Tommy. See you soon, buddy. I miss you. I love you. Follow me at WrestleWatcher on Twitter. Follow Brandon at WrestleBrand. You know, if you like, you know, rude, ill-spelled, offensive tweets, he's your guy. And I think that's actually in his bio. I'm not trying to talk ill of the guy. Whew. It's weird because I'm like tired, but I'm cold. And if you're still listening, thank you. Gary, I know you're there. I assume no one else is still here. I don't even think Brandon's listening. If you are Brandon, the combination is 8137. So you can let yourself out. All right, folks. Good night. Enjoy Clash of Champions. And until then, I don't have a going away saying, so I will end the podcast and bid you adieu. Just say I'm bulletproof. Fans, not experts.